This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I lost it yesterday. I just lost it. And not in a mean, upset way, in a giggly way. And, it was with a patient. And I've never lost it like that before. And it was, I don't really know how professional it was. I just couldn't control the laughter. And he just made me laugh. I mean, so hard. And, I think it was cool with it, but I think it kind of shocked him that a doctor who's supposed to be well versed on every New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of American Medical Association article and, wearing their white coat and having the reading glasses and looking all cerebral could just have the gigglies. And what happened was I just wasn't expecting it. So, I do telemedicine. And so I had a patient. And, you basically start off, when you do telemedicine, introducing yourself. Oh, I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. I'm a board certified family doctor. I'm blah, 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 blah. So, how can I help you today? And he goes, I have a sore throat. I'm sorry. Okay. And it reminded me of those videos. I don't know if you guys watch College Humor or some of those videos online where there's somebody who pretends to be Batman. Or it's like Batman, but they make fun of Batman. My car doesn't work. Or he says some stupid stuff, right? And then there was like the Batman and Superman, So, well, your father died. And anyway, he says stupid stuff, right? But he has that voice. And so here I am just expecting, I'm going to take care of a patient and, be all medical and, assess him for, some sort of pharyngitis. Is it viral or bacterial? And do I have to assess him for strep? Does he have the exudates and whatever? He's like, I have a sore throat. I got the Batman thing going on. And he brought it up. He brought up Batman. So I couldn't stop giggling. So I tried to get, with strep throat, we diagnose strep throat based on some criteria. You have to, what we talked about bacteria versus viral. A lot of people think they have strep. And they say, my sore throat's scratchy and I got runny nose and I got headache and I got cough and then it's usually not strep throat. With strep throat, usually the throat is the star of the show. Right? It's, the throat is the one that gets really, really painful. You also have a horrible breath. I could smell strep a mile away. I know, and it's not bad. I almost want to smell it so then I could diagnose it. I don't even have to do a strep test. I know it based on the smell. And so, I'm trying to get through the whole, guidelines. And then, at the end, he said, thank you very much. I think this will really help me. And I go, well, okay, I hope this helps. And, say hi to Robin for me. Right? Again, I just can't stop giggling. And he goes, I sure will, but one thing, doctor. And I go, yes. He goes, I'm Batman. And I just can't stop laughing. And I go, okay, bye, Batman. And I hung up the phone with him, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just treated Batman. And I just could not stop laughing. I almost peed on myself. Now, that kind of made my day. Because I really get tired of people talking to us like they can't talk to us like real people, And all of a sudden, I really dig this whole telemedicine thing. All of a sudden with this telemedicine thing, right, I now am like anybody else in the world that could be on the other phone, whether it's customer service, whether it's, renting a rental car, now you do everything online, but, I worked at a rental car agency. I did a lot of customer service. And so it's just, it's just funny to, you know, have people kind of talk to you like you're a normal person, because people talk to doctors differently. They lie through their teeth. You know, I mean, I just, the average person lies. You know, so are you up to date on your pap smears? Oh, absolutely, I'm up to date on my pap smears, absolutely. I get them all the time. Well, first, you don't get a pap smear all the time. I mean, we don't really do pap smears 365 days of the year. You only really need them every 3 years or every five, depending on where you fall on the guidelines. Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm totally up to date. Well, when was your last pap smear? 2002. Okay, well, there we go, lie. Now, all right, so good. You know, how's everything? Everything's good in the bedroom? Everything? Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Oh, I'm good, good. Wife happy. Really, your wife's happy? Well, she's never happy. So anyway, people always kind of, you know, they're guarded, and I get that. You know, I mean, I'm a doctor. I'm not honest with my doctor at all. I'm not honest. Oh, you know, have you been watching your diet? Absolutely, I've been watching my diet. I watch my diet like a hawk. Good, I'm glad you're working on your diet. I'm not working on my diet. You know, have you been exercising? Now, I do exercise, so that, you know, but have you been doing good cardio? Oh, my cardio is fantastic. Well, no, it's not. I go up and down the stairs, I get winded, and I'm done. You know, did you read the patient literature I gave you, Dr. Wax, for you to review your illness? Oh, I read that cover to cover. It was a one sheet with a couple paragraphs. Yep, I read those too. So we lie. We lie. And, you know, being a doctor, I kind of get tired of being lied to. I just expect the average person lies to me. You know, Daniel's working the dials. I'll go, Daniel, you know, my show's good, right? He's like, abso-flippin-lully. Yeah, see? See? Liar. And you know what it is? I'm fine with it. I don't think anybody should tell the truth. I think telling the truth will just destroy this whole nation. If I told everybody what they think and what they smell like and what they look like and what they're wearing and what I think of seeing their butt crack when they bend over and why I think they're rude and how I think the cab's driving or the Uber driver, you know, needs to clean his car out, I don't think we'd get anything done. And I think we as a society would kill ourselves. You know, if you ever watch animals will kind of meet up with each other and they'll tell each other off, like cats with their little whisker tick, or dogs by sniff each other's butts, but then they immediately give each other space, because I think even animals know that they're going to just tear each other up if they don't, you know, if they actually spend too much time together. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll get to your questions. Some of you guys have questions on the answer line, 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys listen to our show when we're not live, and you leave your call on the answer line. So let's get to those right now. 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254.
My son recently had a severe injury to his right patella. His right patella was severed in a worksite accident. What are your thoughts about stem cell therapy to help repair his tendon? Thank you.
So that's a really good question. I'm sorry that happened to him. Patella tendon, so, you know, the kneecap has tendons that, you know, keep it in place. A lot of times we dislocate our patellas. My sons both have dislocated theirs. One may actually need surgery, which really, really stinks. It's tough, but stem cell therapy, we should probably spend a little time talking about that. It's fascinating. Stem cell therapy is like this new regenerative medicine type of tool that a lot of his doctors are really, really excited about. Basically, these are cells that could be manipulated into becoming any other type of cell, like a heart cell, a tendon cell, a nerve cell, a blood cell. And then after you manipulate them, you implant them where you want them to fill a gap. So if a person has heart disease, yeah, they would inject it into the heart muscle. If you have a bad muscle, it would go into a muscle. If you have a bad tendon, it would go into a tendon. And so we've already been seeing some applications of it. Now, for tendon disorders, there was a study that came out. I don't know if I have the year. It was Pass et al. It was from the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And they found that it really didn't do much. They said there was no evidence for therapeutic use of stem cells for tendon disorders. They said the use of stem cell therapy for tendon disorders in clinical practice is currently not advised. Now, I believe the year was, I'm not seeing where the published year was on this. I think it was like 2017. I think it was late 2017. So still a lot could, you know, now we're in 2019, so there could be, you know, a lot more advancements. But I'm actually excited by stem cells and what they could do. So just kind of a quick review. So stem cells are the body's like new, they're like the precursors. For you to have any other cells in the body, they usually start by these stem cells. And so they are genetically programmed to turn into something. You know, I mean, you know, your initial cell is your egg when you were an egg, and then a sperm, and then the sperm and the egg, you know, get together. I'm not going to go into too much detail because this is a family show, but they get it on. And then you start dividing and making a zygote. And so you and I were all zygotes, and I was a pretty good looking zygote. You know, if you met me when I was in the zygote stage, you'd be like, I was a hot zygote. Then I started to express phenotypically what my genotype had designed for me, and then I turned out and looked like this. But in the zygote stage, I look pretty good. And so they're the cells from which all other cells with specialized functions and generators comes from. So they are the mother cells or the daddy cells. Now, in the laboratory, we can take these cells and manipulate. And you can have these daughter cells from the stem cells. I'm not sure why they give them a female connotation. I don't know if that's good or bad. But the daughter cells can become new stem cells, or they could become specialized cells with more specific function. So they could turn into blood cells, brain cells, heart muscle cells, whatever. And so if you have a damaged heart or damaged nerve, I mean, imagine for paralysis, the potential. If these things can work, if the problem is you have damaged nerve cells and you're paralyzed, and we are able to inject new cells to grow and then function like they're supposed to, we could eliminate paralysis. Now, we haven't yet, otherwise it'd be all over the news. But the potential is there. If you have a heart attack and you lost blood flow to the heart muscle, so that heart muscle died, so that heart muscle isn't pumping like it should, so now your heart doesn't work as well. This is assuming you survive a heart attack. We could then inject these stem cells into the heart muscle and then let them take over, theoretically, and then become new healthy heart muscle, so now the heart has some good musculature. The theory behind it is fantastic. In terms of a lot of the data, I haven't gone through all the data, but like you see from 2017, in terms of tendons, it wasn't recommended, you know, then. But again, things are changing, and maybe it's gotten better. So, stem cells could be guided to becoming certain cells. We could use it for maybe Parkinson's, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Alzheimer's, strokes, burns. When you severely burn and permanently burn your skin, We could fix that, osteoarthritis. And so we now need to make sure that, well, will it work? So if we inject these cells into the heart, will they conduct the electricity properly? Will they beat the way they're supposed to? Or are they going to promote scarring? So we, you know, the theory sounds great, but now we need to actually see it. We need to see, you know, and this is why the studies take so long. You know, if you did have stem cell therapy, is it lasting? Or did the cells turn out and die? Or, you know, does the same process that's destroying cells, like amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, going to just destroy those also? So you get stem cells from a few different sources. One is the embryonic stem cells. So these stem cells come from embryos that are 3 to 5 days old. And an embryo is called a blastocyst. And blastocyst has about 150 cells. And these cells are some of the most dynamic. We call them pluripotent. I can't believe how much I'm teaching you. This blows my mind. But the pluripotent stem cells, and for those of you who want a better breakdown of this, Mayo Clinic does a really good job. But they could divide into almost any cell type of the body. They are so flippin' versatile that the embryonic stem cells are what we really want. Now, as an adult, you have stem cells still, and we could get it from the bone marrow. We could get stem cells from the fat. Adult stem cells are a little bit more rigid. They're not as flexible. They're a little more set in their own ways. They're like, I'll divide into whatever I feel like I want to divide to. So they're a little bit harder to manipulate. And if they're female, woo, well, nearly. Man, you can't make her change. If it's a mother-in-law adult stem cell, you aren't going to get that sucker to budge. Won't even get off the couch, that stem cell. But anyway, that's beside the other. Anyway, so adult stem cells can technically be manipulated. We used to think it could only, you know, they would, like, if you got them from the bone marrow, it only, you know, would make blood cells because blood is made in the bone marrow. But they are finding that you can use adult stem cells to create bone, heart, muscle cells, and maybe some others. So we now have to work on making these adult stem cells manipulatable so that they have the same flexibility as embryonic stem cells, because we really don't want to, you know, we don't want to harvest embryos. And or, I mean, we've been talking about this for decades, and we kind of want the embryos to do what they need to do without messing with them. So if they can make an adult cell pluripotent, right, meaning can do multiple things, then we don't have to use embryonic stem cells. So the other thing, too, is you want to make sure your body still doesn't reject it. Now, researchers also will take stem cells from the cord blood. So some people store their baby's cord blood, so they have stem cells. And you can store them. It's pretty cool. So why the controversy? Well, again, embryonic stem cells obtained from early-stage embryos. And so, you know, do we want to mess with an embryo and take their cells and, you know, and you know, can the embryo still live if we're extracting and harvesting cells? Usually the embryos come from eggs that were fertilized at an in vitro fertilization clinic and never used. So we're not taking embryonic stem cells when they're in mom's tummy. We're taking them from in vitro made embryos. And we keep the stem cells alive, but then what happens to the embryo? So that's why there's such a slowdown on research, because there's a lot of controversy and ethics involved. So to answer your question, I do think there is going to be potential. In terms of the latest data, I don't have a lot of data for the latest stem cell therapy. I don't see how it will hurt, as long as there's no rejections, especially if it's autologous stem cells. So, I wish we had more information on that. All right. Don't go away. I'm here to teach you more all day. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont Senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court came up with a ruling. We talked about this case where, remember, Tyson Timms sold a couple hundred dollars worth of heroin to undercover police officers in 2013. And so upon conviction, Indiana seized his Land Rover, which he had purchased for more than $42,000. And so this ended up going through the courts regarding the constitutionality of excessive fines. And so apparently the Supreme Court kind of ruled in his favor, and they ruled unanimously. So this combined both conservative and liberal judges. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was even there, and she read the majority opinion. They ruled unanimously that state governments cannot impose excessive court fines, fees, forfeitures as a means of raising money. The decision united the court's conservatives and liberals, and it reemphasized that the Eighth Amendment's prohibition against excessive fines does apply to the states. Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was back in court after a lung cancer surgery, wrote the majority opinion, and announced it from the bench. So putting to rest any rumors that she's embalmed or all the other stuff that people are saying about her, she's back at work. So she said the protection against excessive fines guards against abuses of government's punitive or criminal law enforcement authority. This safeguard we hold is fundamental to our scheme of ordered liberty. Now, many of you are like, well, okay, you know, if he's a heroin, you know, dealer, you know, he needs the book thrown at him. Yeah, but there is constitutional, you know, protections that we have where, you know, somebody, my problem is it's the uniformity of the penalties. You know, somebody may get a year in jail, somebody may get fined, you know what I mean? And it all depends on the attorney and what the attorney could convince the judge or jury, depending on the case. So they say liberals and libertarians alike have, you know, griped about greedy governments. There was a study by Harvard University and the National Institute of Justice found that some 10 million people owe more than $50 billion as a result of fines, fees, and forfeitures. They say many of the fines and forfeitures eventually are contested and reduced, but the court's ruling could now cut down on their imposition in the first place. Now, they say, according to USA Today, state and local governments increasingly use funds collected in criminal and civil cases to turn around and pay for municipal services. So, like, for example, if somebody is understaffed with police officers, and I get this, okay, and people commit these crimes, and it's costing taxpayer money to hire more officers because of these crimes, and the people doing these crimes need to pay for the more officers. I mean, I get that, and that makes sense. My problem is it can't be excessive for one, you know, and light for another. There's got to be a consistent, agreed-upon sort of, you know, punishment. The problem is somebody doesn't have money. What I guess the state did is they decided, well, then we'll take the car. If you can't pay your fines or your bail or whatever, we'll just, you know, use that to pay for, you know, officer salary. So they say the 100 cities with the highest proportion of revenue from fines and fees in 2012, they said financed between 7% and 30% of their budgets that way, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. They say the practice often leads low-income defendants further into poverty, crime, prison, according to the Liberal Southern Poverty Law Center and Libertarian Cato Institute. The American Bar Association noted that nearly two-thirds of prisoners have little prospect of paying the fines and fees. So when you look back at what happened with Tim's, he's the one that sold the heroin for under $400. His conviction resulted in him being on home arrest for a year, 5 years probation, and then $1,200 in fees. But it was the seizure of his SUV that he had bought with life insurance and the proceeds after his father's death, and that led to the lawsuit. So the 2012 Land Rover LR2 is named, even named a plaintiff. Now, I thought it was seized because he was using the car to do his crimes. Now, that's why the seizure was defended by several national municipal groups. They argued in court that the vehicle was used in heroin trafficking and could have generated hefty profits, and that its forfeiture, you know, left him without a ride he needed to continue selling heroin. So that's why I went to Indiana's highest court. They ruled that the excessive fines clause doesn't apply to the states. So Indiana had said that, so they have their interpretation of the Bill of Rights, and then the Supreme Court ended up, you know, reversing that. So the amendment states that excessive bail shall not be required, no excessive fines imposed, nor cruel or unusual punishments inflicted. So in theory, we all agree with that. So it's one of those things where it's like we agree with both sides of it. But I would like to know, how are we going to address the wasteful spending that we have because of people doing stupid out there? And if they do stupid, then, you know, who actually pays for, you know, law enforcement and for jails and for, well, you know, the good guys do. So the good guys suffer every time a bad guy does something. And I don't want the shift where the good guys, you know, have to now pay more with tax hikes because we have more and more bad guys, and the bad guys get off scot-free. Now, they're not getting off scot-free. But, you know, I get why the Supreme Court ruled that way. You know, I mean, you know, he does need a car. But I do agree with officers where any vehicle or home or whatever where a crime was being committed, it at some point does get confiscated. The only thing is you do need to give a person a place to live. You know, I mean, if, you know, somebody has a meth lab in their house, you know, that meth lab needs to be destroyed. So who has access to it? Well, if it's private property, you can't do that. So a state government would have to then confiscate the house or the home that has a meth lab. That's why this gets really, really tricky. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is with our crime and our prisons overcrowding. You know, I think California passed a law to let people out early, you know. And we don't want a government, which is why some of the libertarian, you know, thinking folk, I think, make a lot of sense. We want the government in our lives as little as possible. We don't want them to impose things. And we want the more control they have, the scarier it could be. And so I really like a lot of libertarian philosophies. And I think a lot of the libertarian philosophies bridge a lot of the conservatives and liberals, because you have the liberals saying, you know, it's a woman's choice to abortion. You know, we don't want the government involved. You know, I don't want taxpaying dollars going to something I don't believe in. I believe a fetus is a life. You know, I want to see, you know, less abortions being done because I think I'd rather see better birth control. I don't want people to get pregnant and then have to turn around and kill the pregnancy. So, you know, so from a libertarian point of view, I'm like, you know, I want the government completely staying out in terms of don't be taxing us. You know, don't be giving money. Don't be supporting, abortion. Stay out completely. So the staying out could technically bridge both sides. It just doesn't seem to, does it? It doesn't. So, you know, many of the liberals are like, yeah, we want the government to stay out, but we want the funding. It doesn't work that way. Do you want the government to stay out? Then they stay out. But, you know, we underpay our first responders. We really do. I mean, look at what happened with the recent fire in California. I mean, you know, is it going to be excessive fines to sue who, you know, whatever company might have been, you know, responsible for the fire? Oh, no, it's okay. It's a company. So if it's a company, you know, we don't need the ACLU involved. Well, I mean, we got to be consistent here, people. But then again, who's going to pay for the extra firefighters and all the damage? The taxpayers do. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for years, I've told you guys you need to eat more nuts. And you want to know what? When I eat nuts, I feel more full. I think it's a great snack. In fact, that's lunch sometimes. I'll just eat some nuts for lunch. And it's a great source of fat, protein, and energy. Not the yummiest, you know. I mean, I prefer my nuts chocolate covered, but you can't. The nuts you have to eat, unfortunately, are, the bland. But they say if people who regularly eat nuts do so, and if they're diabetic, they are less likely to develop heart disease than their counterparts. And remember, diabetes puts you behind the eight ball with heart disease. So if nuts help stave that off, that's a superfood, people. So diabetics who ate at least 5 28-gram, 1-ounce servings of nuts a week, okay, were 17% less likely to develop heart disease than people with diabetes who had no more than one serving of nuts a week. They say just one serving could still be good for the heart. For people with diabetes, adding just 1 ounce serving of nuts a week was associated with a 3% lower risk of developing cardiac conditions and 6% lower risk of dying from heart problems. They say these data provide novel evidence, according to Fox News, that supports the recommendation of incorporating nuts into healthy dietary patterns for the prevention of cardiovascular disease complications and premature deaths among individuals with diabetes. Now, this is coming from Harvard, T.H. Chan School of Public Health, author Gang Lu, nutrition researcher. So we didn't, you know, look at people, give them nuts, and see if they didn't die of heart disease. But they did find a pattern where people who ate nuts were less likely. So why? What could it be happening? Well, maybe the nuts are something that the insulin, you know, has an easier time working with because they don't have a lot of sugar. Maybe it helps with inflammation. Maybe it's because the unsaturated fatty acids, the fiber, the vitamin E, the folate, the minerals like calcium, potassium, magnesium, maybe all of those things could be helpful. But they do say too many nuts, hold off on, don't overeat nuts. They say a handful of nuts is beneficial, but they don't know exactly how many. Now, they say more than half of the people in the current study did not eat nuts at all. They say whether the more nuts, the better, needs more studies in populations with large range of nut consumption. They say despite the high energy density of nuts, there is no evidence for an association between frequent nut consumption and weight gain. So what did they do? Well, they looked at 16,000 men and women before and after they were diagnosed with diabetes, and they looked at their self-reported diet questionnaires and asked them about their consumption of peanuts and tree nuts over a period of several years. Everyone in the study had type 2 diabetes. You have type 1 diabetes, but they picked type 2 diabetes, the more common form. So during the study, 3,300 people were diagnosed with cardiovascular diseases, which included 2,500 cases of heart disease and almost 800 strokes. Of those 16,000 people, 5,600 died, so about a third. What did they die of? Well, a third of those died from heart disease and a third from cancer. When they looked at those who ate nuts, they found a lower risk of heart disease across the board. So what are the tree nuts they're talking about? Well, walnuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, cashews, pistachios, pecans, macadamias, hazelnuts, pine nuts. So walnuts, I can't stand the taste. Brazil nuts, maybe I can eat some almonds or cashews, but they need to be salted. Same thing with pecans. But you know how easy it is to go to Trader Joe's or any of these grocery stores and grab, you know, some pistachios or macadamias or nuts? And they found a strong link to a lower risk of heart disease. They say one reason why tree nuts might be more protective is that they tend to be consumed with the skin or outer peel. Now, the skin or outer peel of some of these nuts, like walnuts, right? That's where the antioxidants reside. The problem is peanuts we eat without a peel. Now, I like to suck on the salted peanut, and then I crack the shell with my tooth, and then I try to take out the peanut with my tongue. But you see that little brown paper within a peanut? There's antioxidants there. Now, the problem is the salt totally counteracts any of the protective, you know, effectiveness of the nuts. So you can't be eating salted nuts or Boston baked beans, right? The candied nuts, you can't be doing that. So a 1 ounce serving of nuts is about 24 almonds, maybe 18 cashews, 12 hazelnuts, or 14 walnut halves. They say 1 to 1.5 servings per day is the ideal dose. Now, here's my problem. You know, I just looked at this and I just had a flashback of my dad. My dad loved his walnuts. He still dropped dead of a heart attack. So for those of you that don't like nuts, I wouldn't stress it too much because my dad still died of a heart attack despite him loving walnuts. But then again, I do remember him eating a lot of walnuts in the 80s. I don't know if he ate a lot of walnuts in the early 2000s, which is when he died. So, you know, maybe the problem is you need to, you know, you need to protect it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kind of, you know, keep it up. The Ohio hepatitis A case hit 1,600. 1,600. Now, I don't know if this is the same hepatitis A case from, you know, what we heard happened, right, in Arizona and San Diego. Apparently, they're claiming that the statewide outbreak of hepatitis A was declared last summer, and it has been ongoing. And so they're saying, look, guys, it's not a new hepatitis A outbreak, it's just the same one. The department says more than 1,600 cases have been reported statewide since January 2018. It urges people considered at high risk to consider vaccination. Neighboring states have also had hepatitis A outbreaks. We talked about hepatitis A. It's a virus that usually get from oral fecal route, meaning you get into your mouth somebody's fecal matter, even if it's microscopic amounts. So you eat food that had been contaminated with somebody's feces, which is why hand washing by food workers is so important. Now, symptoms of hepatitis A is you get abdominal pain because, you know, the liver swelling, nausea, diarrhea, fever, and then you turn yellow because hepatitis affects the liver. The liver cells, the lice open up. You get these liver enzymes. You get jaundice, which is a sign of liver disease. You turn yellow. Most people do not die, but you technically can. We saw this in a lot of homeless populations. It spread like wildfire. And it's because they believe it's because many homeless people would use plastic bags to put it in a can and sit on the can and potty. And then they would be able to wrap up their potty in the bag and throw it out. Well, California kind of got rid of the plastic bags. They had this plastic bag ban. I guess you had to pay for a bag. And so now less bags were in the garbages. And so a lot of homeless people now didn't have bags. So the city had to start passing out bags. Plastic bags, so homeless people could potty in them. So, you know, there's definitely consequences, you know, that unfortunately happen. But a lot of times the hepatitis A cases happen to you or I who, you know, go into a restaurant and we grab the burger or we eat the food and we didn't realize that somebody had, must have had hepatitis A themselves, went potty, just did the, right, didn't wash their hands, and then touch your food and prepare your food. So it's disgusting. We don't want to think about it, but unfortunately it's something we think about. And it's something that unfortunately we deal with. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. You know, there's going to be a day where we really start to eat out less and we decide to prepare our own food. I mean, the more we're hearing about all these outbreaks and all this crap that we're getting exposed to, I think eventually we're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to, you know, go potty, wash my own hands, and prepare our own food for the family. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.